Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay, and welcome on this happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're wearing the green today, and you know, while we're at it, why don't we just ask all the saints to bless us? I think that would be pretty nice. This is our Live Well Seminar Day. I just said calcium bentonite clay, so I forgot where I was. Sorry about that. This is welcome to the Live Well Seminar. And our topic today is, I found this book. It's called Your Body Believes Every Word You Say. And I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but I'd like to go over it again. I think in January we talked about how to get what you want and how to ask for it and the power of believing that you're worthy of receiving it, allowing it in. And then we talked about how to word the words we use to get what we want, because sometimes in the asking we're showing a lack of instead of an abundance of. And this is going back, we've talked before about what you say about your body, but I love this. Your body believes every word you say. Have you ever heard the expression, what you say is what you get? Well, there's more truth to that than you know. Not only is what you say what you get, but what you think about is also what you get. And how many times do we excuse me, go around during the day saying, oh, my aching back, or my feet are killing me. My allergies are just driving me crazy. I don't get around like I used to. My head is about to explode, or my hip is screaming at me. Nothing ever works for me. That's the worst one. Well, I drew a well-being card, and sure enough, I got a beautiful one. It says, whatever I give my thoughts to, wanted or unwanted, I am creating. If it is your desire to feel good, you practice to choose feeling good thoughts. Only good things will come to you. So, if you want to feel good, your assignment is to practice choosing thoughts that feel good. Notice when you're in worry. Notice when you're in fear. Slip out of it. And look for something good around you and something good about your body or something good about your environment, or look at what you have instead of what you don't have so you can shift that energy. You were born with a magnificent emotional guidance system that lets you know in every moment exactly what your vibrational content is, which is being matched by the law of attraction. So you know, you can feel in your body when you're happy, and you can feel in your body when you're fearful, or you're worried about something, or you're thinking you're not doing enough and you have to do more. And we get on that treadmill of those thoughts going through our mind, but recognizing it and saying, whoa, stop the train. Let me get off this train and get on a different track. When you are around complainers, do you tend to look for something wrong with you so you can join them in lamenting and singing the woe is me song? It kind of seems like the polite thing to do, to join them in their misery. And it's easy to get sucked into another person's misery. It takes conscious awareness to focus on using positive phrases. But it's so easy when someone else is complaining for you to look around and see, okay, what can I complain about? You think, oh, my little toe hurt last night. I'll tell them about that. And it's just human nature to go there. Even if you don't have much to complain about, sometimes we make up on, oh, well, when I get into hay fever, I really have a splitting headache, too, so I know what you're talking about. Well, the more we talk about it, the more we bring ourselves down. It's not joyful to remember when you felt bad. So your energy, that vibrational energy in that guide inside of you is telling you, okay, you're going the wrong direction. Don't you feel this heaviness? So there's some positive phrases you can use to keep you from joining them. You can say, oh, I'm sorry you're having difficulties, period. It's not your problem to fix them. If they want a suggestion and ask for it, then you can give them a suggestion. Another thing is, I'm betting you will find a solution soon. Or just say, bummer. It's not fun to be sick or not fun to feel bad. And, you know, I had one person that really was down on her body all the time, didn't like her body. I said, hey, don't talk about my friend's body that way. And we need to look at it. It served us very well for many years. Give it a break, at least verbally. The point is not to join in their sad plight. Most people just want to be heard and not fixed. If you try to fix them, they have an excuse for why it won't work. Then there's your sign. Every time you make offer a solution, they have a reason that won't work. And then they come up with, well, I've tried everything and nothing works. There's your sign. They're saying, just hear me. I need to vent. And when you get enough of listening and want to shift them, you can say, can we talk about something more positive for a while? Or even better, tell me something good going on with you. I know you're having these difficulties, but tell me something good and positive. Shift their attention. And then they'll realize how much they're ragging and complaining, which isn't serving them. They're just feeding their pain and adding more to their body's discomfort. I drew a can-do card, and it says, my happy thoughts create my healthy body. Boy, what if we could just get that? Stick that on your mirror every morning. My happy thoughts create my healthy body. Filling my mind with pleasant thoughts is the quickest road to health. That's a Louise Hay saying. And so, what are ways that we can be aware? When we are aware that our body believes every word you say, you can do something about it. What about getting up in the morning and in the bathroom, taking time to thank your body? You look in the mirror, look at things you like about your body. I know we all have some things we don't like and we'd like to fix it a little bit better, but you know, your body breathes for you. It pumps blood for you without you asking it to. It does all these things for you. And we abuse our bodies. And there's none of us that haven't. Some of us don't get 8 hours sleep a night. Some of us drink alcohol or we eat the wrong types of foods and we abuse our body. And some of us are workaholics and we physically get out there and push and push and push and don't give our body time to recuperate. Don't give ourselves enough water. Look what our body takes from us. All this abuse. And do we ever say, thank you, body, for getting me through? I remember in college I took some all-nighters. And not long ago I did an all-nighter, and I hadn't done that in a long time. Well, it wasn't an all-nighter. I had about 3 hours sleep. But I was working on a deadline and just got caught up in it. Fortunately, I love what I was doing, so it wasn't a drudgery that I was having to do it. But look what we do to our body, and look how it bounces back and takes care of us. Take some time to appreciate your body. You have a magnificent body that wants you to succeed in all ways. Give it some exercise. Feed it some good food. Give it some water, and talk to it. Tell it thank you. Tell it you appreciate it. You know, my daughter has a green thumb like crazy, and she's just putting in her spring plants. She cleaned out all of her dead plants, and it's just so beautiful. And in a few weeks, she's going to have flowers and prettiness all over her backyard. And she puts in good soil, and she waters it. But you can give her a dead plant, and she can revive it. I promise you, it will start growing and getting greener. She's always talking and happy and singing. She keeps music on her porch, and she kind of talks to the plants. She goes by and nips them and pulls something off of them and trims them back a little bit. But I think they respond to her voice and the sound of her voice, and she laughs a lot, and they sit on the porch and talk and visit and laugh and have fun. And I think the plants hear it, and they respond to it. Can you imagine how your body would respond if you laugh and are happy and look at it in the morning and smile and say, thank you, body, for getting me through another day. We woke up today. Let's go make something good out of this day. It's your day to enjoy and explore and to relish. And just use your morning time in the bathroom when you're getting ready to mentally talk to your body. You can do it out loud if you want to, if you feel comfortable. If you don't, if you live with other people, you know, just silently to yourself, thank you, body. You can't look in the mirror and say thank you to your body without smiling. Just try thinking about it. Thank you, body, and you're smiling. And thank you for letting me abuse you yesterday and pushing you through something or going and not eating till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm bad about that. My eating habits are horrible, but I kind of don't like breakfast. And if I get engaged, it may be 3 o'clock. I'm not hungry till then. Okay, I'll drink a little orange juice or something so I can say, there, I've fed my body. It won't go into starvation mode. But as far as eating a heavy meal, I don't want it till about 3 o'clock, and then I eat something light for supper, and I'm done. At my age and my activity level, I don't need a whole lot of heavy food. So just be conscious of your body and be aware of, think of all the things it does for you. It gets you to the store. It gets you around. It whatever you ask it, it'll give you its best to try to do. And just take time to say thank you to your body. I've gotten through this much quicker than I thought I would today, but our closing thoughts, if you are aware of the fact that your body believes every word you say, how would you go about changing the way you talk about your body? Start thinking of things you say about your body that are derogatory. Make a list of new things you can say about your body. Give yourself a pat on the back. Hug yourself. Say, oh, I love my body. Thank you for taking care of me. I know we're overweight, and I caused that, but thank you for carrying this weight around for me. Just anything you can think of to say, use your imagination. So make a list of good things you can say to your body. I have the greatest body. It takes so much abuse from me and just keeps on trucking. I love you this morning. Let's go have a great day today, and I'm going to try to be consciously aware of what I say about you. And I want a pain-free, fun day. Let's find some way to be of service to make us feel good and go have a great day. And unless we get out and go places and see people and mingle, you get isolated and you need to be with people to find the connections. I had a necklace that I just love, and one strand of beads broke. And I have been, not every jewelry store has a repair shop and will restring beads. And I'd been looking for some place for so long, and I didn't really want to have to drive into Austin to find something. And I was at my daughter's last night, and we were celebrating a friend's birthday, and talking with him, he said, oh, there's a little place up here. It doesn't even look like a jewelry store, but when you go inside, they have a guy back there that can fix anything. He can take links out of your watch band, but he can restring beads, do anything like that. And I thought, you know, if I hadn't gotten out and gone to that party, I never would have known. I had been asking for an answer, but sometimes you have to go out and let the world present it to you. And since my retirement, I've been staying in, writing a lot of articles, and I haven't been getting out in the population enough, so get out and be with people. Find things to do where you're with people. And in your conversation, if there's something you're needing, invariably, if you really want it and you believe you can have it, the message will get to you one way or the another. You know, the minute we decide we want to lose weight, that's when we start getting all the flyers in the mail about all the gyms around and all the personal trainers and all the healthy food programs and nutritional people that are trying to to get your business and want to help you with your choices. But invariably, the minute you say, I'd really like to find a way to lose some weight, it'll come in the mail. Your mailbox will be flooded. It's not a coincidence. You created that. In asking, we shall receive. So be careful how you ask. And know that you are worthy of receiving. And stay in that happy place. Just be happy about something. You know, I have some old Red Skelton tapes, and he was a comedian. He did the dumbest thing, Freddy the Freeloader and this goofy guy, and he laughed so much in playing the part and so spontaneous with his humor that you laughed along with him. You couldn't watch Red Skelton without bursting out laughing and changing your attitude and the way you felt. Find programs like that. I love the funny sitcoms. Last Man Standing is just so true about life, and it's delightful. And the writers, the Big Bang Theory, the writers in those deals have such cute quips and comebacks, and you can't watch them or hear them without laughing. I get to where I don't want to watch the blood and gory movies and how people kill and massacre and abuse people. It just makes me sick to watch it, and the fact that we're showing it all over television, and then people wonder why we have so many murders and crazy things going on in our world. What you see is what you get, so be careful what you look at, too. Who would you be without your thoughts about your body? Byron Katie always says, who would you be without your thinking? We start thinking when we're trying to plot our way out of something or into something, or if we're worried about something, or if we have a fear, we're trying to plot and think, you know, how can I challenge this obstacle and get around it? And who would you be without your fearful thoughts? Because you're actually feeding the situation when you're in fear and when you're in worry and concern. So how do you step around that? So how can you get out of your thinking? Well, meditating, playing happy music and singing along with them. Music always lifts your spirit. I was listening to Georgia Peach just a while ago, and it was so cheerful. I like the southern music and the upbeat tune. Doesn't matter if I even hear the words, the tune and the music will lift your spirits. So play music around the house while you're working. There's so many things you can do to bring joy and happiness and that happy feeling into your life. And just try it. There was a concern I had yesterday, and when I was reading one of these quotes, I realized I was in control. And so I shifted the way I was thinking. And when I went to that happy place, things just started popping. When I went to the store, I mean, I had a front row, front closest to the door spot at the store. It was just waiting for me when I turned the corner. And so things like that I love. And I went out to eat at a restaurant, and again, I was right close to the door. So when you get in that happy spirit, you will notice opportunities and things you've been asking for coming to you. The universe cannot not respond to joy. There is a magnitude with your joy that attracts more goodness to you. So if we can remember that you are a magnet for goodness. Now, there's a nice phrase. My body is a magnet for wellness. I am a magnet for all good things. I use my body in ways to be beneficial, and life is good. So we have a few people on the telephone line. We don't usually have questions on this topic, but I'm going to go over and see. Let me look. Sure enough, we don't have any questions today or comments. Several of you have been nice enough to email me and tell me you are enjoying the program, and I really appreciate that. last week on our calcium clay Q&A session, we talked about maybe cutting down to one teleseminar a month, one clay seminar a month, and then the one wellness seminar a month. Because I didn't know how many people were really listening and enjoying it, and I didn't have anybody say that they wanted to cut it back to one. So we're going to continue doing two. One person wanted to try one in the evening, and evenings are not real good for me, but I think I'm going to try it. And our next wellness seminar, I have a lunch date that I wanted to go to that day, so I'm going to try having it on the day before, on a Wednesday, but we'll send that out in the notices. But I wanted to give you forewarning on the 14th. I'm going to be out of town on the 28th, so I can't move it down. So I'm just going to go sideways a day and do it on the 13th, and we'll try it then. Even though you can't make the teleseminar live, and I know a lot of people would like to send their questions in, if they would like to send me a question ahead of time, then I will address the issue on the that topic during the teleseminar, and they will, as always, be posted where you can go in your free time and listen to them. So if any of you in this wellness program have a topic that you would like to discuss, I am open to hearing some suggestions, because I feel like I'm running out of ideas, and I have the same message over and over, because I believe in the power of believing, and I keep presenting it different ways, and I don't want this to get boring for you. So give me some topics. You know, people do what they do because they don't know another way. And my husband was always the disciplinarian in the family, and after the divorce, I had to learn to set boundaries. And it took someone making a few suggestions to showing me how, you know, instead of trying to be controlling or anything with kids, which we all know that doesn't work, but it was giving them choices. And, you know, if you leave your clothes downstairs, your shoes downstairs, oh, for 3 days, they're mine, and you have to buy them back $1 a shoe. Well, they'll get mad at you, but they want that shoe back, they'll give you the dollar, and you won't see shoes around for a while. When we have a consequence we don't like, we kind of figure out how to avoid that. My daughter suggested today she's going to bring, it's spring break, she's going to bring her son and a friend over to this afternoon, and we're going to go to a movie. And last night she was asking the kids to do the dishes and clean up, rinse the dishes and put them in the dishwasher and clean up the kitchen. And they're old enough. They're 12, 13 years old. They can do that. They can do a whole lot more than that. And one of them kind of slap-hazardly washed this pot, and she went back in and looked at it and said, "You didn't get that clean good. Look at this. There's meat running down the side over here. You didn't even get this side." And she said, "Well, yeah, I don't have to do this." And she said, "And I don't have to take y'all to the movie and bowling tomorrow either. So you, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Let me know. I'll plan my day differently." So she gave them a choice and a consequence, and they kind of realized, well, you know, she's doing something for us. I guess I can clean the pot right. So, okay, it's 12:24. I'm asking the people online, does anybody have a comment they'd like to make or talk with me or give me some suggestions for other topics, places where you're hurting and things you're worrying about? We'll figure out how to dissolve the worriness before we get an ulcer and before our body starts picking up a pain from the worry and stress. If you'll press star 2 on your phone line, that will open up the line and you can join me. And I'm not seeing anyone that wants to talk to me today. All right. Well, it's St. Paddy's Day, and I hope you're wearing the green, and I didn't get decorated for St. Patrick's Day this year because Easter is so much earlier this year, and I've got my Easter decorations out. But I am wearing the green, and my kids were going. There's a bar in town that are having a party, and they have green beer, which they put nitrous oxide, nitrogen, whatever it is. But you know, when you blow up a balloon, the stuff you put in the balloon, they blew that gas through the beer. So when you take a sip of beer, then your voice gets real squeaky and high and funny. So they're going to go and just try it for a little bit. I think I'll pass on that one. But find something fun to do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and celebrate yourself. You're worthy of it, and you should celebrate yourself every day. Celebrate your body. And I hope this has been beneficial for you. If you want to read the book, it's called Your Body Believes Every Word You Say by Barbara Levine. You can go on to Amazon and check the book out and read some. They usually let you read some pages or some excerpts from it and see if it's something you'd like to have in your library. I just looked at it to see what their theme was and thought, okay, they're thinking the same way I am, so that's it. And remember, who would you be without your thoughts? Who would you be without your thinking? If you didn't have something to worry about, who would you be? How would you feel? Man, think of that. If I wasn't worried about my future, my income, I could enjoy this moment. And when I lighten up and open up and enjoy and sing, I'm loving life and I want to continue and I want to have nice things and I look forward to receiving nice things. And I know they're on the way. Well, expect a blessing. That's how you turn it around. Okay, this is Perry A. signing out, thanking you for joining me, and have a wonderful celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Don't get pinched. This is Perry A. over and out.